This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Big Brother Q&A. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and I am here without Rob today to talk with you guys, answer some calls, and take a look at the Sarah Beth exit interview. But while Rob was away, I sent out an invite to my best bud here, Jacob Jones. Jacob, how you doing?
I'm doing amazing. Taryn, the invite, I felt so honored. So loved. I was just like, you know, it was just so sweet. And I'm excited to be here and talk to the patrons and talk to you. I haven't done like a morning update. I've gotten to talk to you in a while. And so I do cherish the moments that we get to talk. And so, yeah.
We said we were going to go to the club together. So It's the BBQ&A club.
Is this the BBQ&A? Terry, I got my nice shirt on. It's like nice. But this may be too hot for like the club because I just like, you know, it's like an overcoat, over jacket or whatever. But yeah, is that what you're wearing to the club?
You know, this is my post-workout attire. So not exactly, but look, it's a casual club.
Okay, I like casual clubs.
Yeah. All right.
It's like, you know, just like, okay, I got it. No dancing, really. Just like vibes only.
We're just vibing. Yeah, we're just vibing with some Sarah Beth exit interview because that's what we're going to take a look at here. We sent some questions off to Sarah Beth to talk with her or ask her some of these questions and get some of her thoughts. So let's get straight into that. This is going to be released for everyone. So everyone can see the Sarah Beth exit interview. And then afterward, we are going to continue on and take your calls and chat with the patrons, and that portion of the podcast will be available only to the patrons of Rob as a Podcast, as you guys are wonderful supporters of us here. So let's get into it. Let's take a look. Let me see here. This is the Sarah Beth interview.
We are recording Rob Has a Podcast. Who do you think is playing the best game thus far of the players left in the house?
Okay, there we go. So here's Sarah Beth. Who is playing the best game in the house? Jacob Jones, what do you think?
First off, she looks beautiful.
She really does, yeah.
She is that like a lavender or a pink? I don't know. The lighting is throwing me off a little bit. It could be a very light lavender.
It looks more pink to me, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's matching earrings, matching hair accessory. She looks amazing. With this, I want to know what hotel they're at as well. But with this question, I feel like we've been having a theme with the Xaviers, playing the best game and somewhat the Tiffany's. And so I'm going to say Xavier, but if she says Kylan, I just don't see her saying Kylan playing the best game because she could feel like, okay, I'm gone. Kylan has one less ally in the game at this point. And so is it really him in her mind? So I'm going to say Xavier just to continue the thread of evict the house guest.
Yeah, I mean, she did tell Kylan that she thought Xavier was going to win. And then Kylan spent all night the other night telling her why he's willing to go to the end with Xavier. So I would be kind of surprised if she didn't say Xavier.
Have you seen this?
I have not seen this. Fresh
Wait,
eyes.
What are you? Oh, are you saying Xavier as well?
Yes.
Okay, perf.
Okay, here we go.
I think Xavier is playing the best game so far. I suspect that he's in the Secret Alliance, and I also think that he has really strong connections with players outside of that alliance, so I will be really surprised if he doesn't make it to a final two chair.
Do you have any regrets about voting Derek X out on your HOH?
Oh, okay. Do we have any regrets about taking Derek X out of the game? Now, she already told Julie, no regrets. But that was before she found out about the Secret Alliance. Now, something probably worth talking about is that Sarah Beth, in her extended interview with Julie, did discuss the possibility of a Secret Alliance that was that had the goal of a black winner, based on Azza's goodbye message, and she basically named the cookout in its entirety as potentially that alliance. So she has a decent idea. I have to imagine once she gets to the jury house, she is going to bring those ideas to the existing ideas of Derek X and Brittany, and they're gonna have a pretty solid understanding of what's happening in the house. So that's worth noting. And so with that in mind, does she maybe now feel like it might have been a mistake to take out the strongest non-cookout member in the game? Jacob, what do you think?
I think she's going to stick with the no regrets. The no regrets, the no regrets method, and no she's regrets. Not gonna no regrets. She's not really gonna like falter on that. But I do think when she goes into the jury house and she, you know, does talk to DX and Brittany, I feel like it will be very blatant because at that point you can kind of say freely, "Wait, everyone left in the game now besides Claire and Alyssa are black." And like if you're in the house, we like you really can't quote unquote say that. You know what I mean? But I feel like when you're like. Honestly, if we're looking back, everyone that's got evicted, all the people, the majority of the people are black. Obviously, you know, and so she clocked it when she was talking to Julian. So I feel like it would be like in her mind, like, oh, I can say this now. Because even in the house, even if they're thinking it, they probably would never regurgitate it out their mouths. And so I think when she hits the jury house, she's going to like, obviously, ding, 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 dong, 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 clue, clue, clue. We got the answer. But yeah, I think I don't think she is really regretting it at this point.
Yeah, I think they're all going to have like they're all going to be best friends in the jury house and they're going to joke. Derek X is going to joke about what a mistake it was to take him out. I told you. Mm-hmm. And she's going to be like,
I know.
But right now, I agree. I think she sticks to no, I had to do what I had to do. She might concede because she did kind of say like maybe it wasn't the best short term move, but it was a long term move. We'll see what she says.
I do not. I think with the information that I had at the game in that moment, it really was the best thing for my game and the safest thing for my game to go ahead and take a shot at Derek X while I had the chance to do so. So I have no regrets and I stand by that decision.
No regrets.
No regrets. Decision. I mean,
did you detect a little bit of like, I have no regrets. Rob has a podcast asking me this question.
Oh yes, Taryn, that hit me ding ding dong on my head. I that's the only thing that was on my mind. No, absolutely not. Obviously we know that was like yours, but no. Do you get the Sarah Beth hate?
Well, we know that you are a Sarah Beth empathizer.
I am, and hopefully you aren't about to wait. You did give her a one.
I did. That doesn't have anything to do with how much I like her, though. I also gave Claire a one.
Okay. Yeah. I only saw like the big overview, so I didn't see all that. So okay, we're good now. But do you like Sarah Beth as a person?
As a person, I honestly, I don't think there's anything wrong with Sarah Beth as a person. Okay. She seems like a perfectly nice woman. I think she came into this game with good intentions, and she got. Ensnarled by Kylan's web of
that's like I don't know why that sound effect matches ensnarled, doesn't it not doesn't it?
I don't know, that to me that sound effect is like being mauled by a boar.
But doesn't a boar snarl? that word
ensnarl?
Yeah, that word creates a like a you know, like in snarl, like I'm snarl. I don't know.
You've been snarled in by this boar. All right, let's move on to the next question.
Who do you think is in the alliance that Kylan mentioned?
Here we go. So we already, so we send these questions in before we see the exit interview, the extended exit interview with Julie. So given that I have now watched that extended interview, you know, there's a decent chance she's about to name all six cookout members, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Right, well, she maybe she may still be like, well, maybe Hannah and Tiffany, maybe, but she's going to say all their names.
Yeah.
Going off of information that Kylan gave me while I was in the house and Azza's goodbye message, I'm pretty sure that there is the Secret Alliance is a group of people trying to make sure that this season is the first season with a Black winner. So I do think Kylan, Azza, and Xavier are definitely in that Secret Alliance. And possibly other people, I'm not sure how big or small it is, but I do feel confident at least about those three people.
Okay. Okay. So she really only named three there. Didn't have the confidence to name the others, but she said...
She still said the possibility.
Yes. Now, for what it's worth, in the extended interview, she did name every member of the cookout. I think she's probably trying to be a little conservative here.
Yeah.
You know, maybe she doesn't want to name every single Black person in the house.
No, I completely understand that and get that. But I do like the fact that she's acknowledging, like, even like Oz's message and saying, like, because I could even see like the wheels turning in her head when Julie did ask her about that question. She was like, in Oz's message, because like she was just trying to word it properly. And, like, in these situations and just like the culturally more sensitive times that we're in, yeah, I kind of have to word things in a particular way. But I don't know. I kind of really love the fact that she just put it out there. Like, I think like they want a Black winner. I love that. I was like, oh, dang. I don't know why. It just made me like excited. And she doesn't even look bitter or anything like that towards it. It's kind of, I mean, you were saying, oh, DX would be pissed about, like, DX would be so mad at Hannah. And I don't think that's going to be the case as well.
DX will be mad at, oh,
you were like, Derek X.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's the case. I just think they're like, oh, they played us.
Oh, no, yeah. I like I said, I think that Derek will still vote for Hannah in the end, except unless she's against Tiffany. I think that's where he
I
might.
I think she still got it. I think she still will get his vote.
We'll see. All right. Next question.
Why do you think the house decided to take you out this week?
I think that people were threatened by how close Kylan and I were in the game and felt like both of us were threats on our own and even more so being allied together. So I think that is why we were initially nominated. As far as why I went over Kylan, I think that had a lot to do with the Secret Alliance, really trying to push that agenda and convince people that it was better to see me go than Kylan. And I think that's probably the biggest reason that I wasn't able to survive the block next to him.
There you go. I forgot to try and predict.
You did.
There,
but that's kind of what I was going to expect. And again, I'm glad that she like still pointed out, she still isn't naive to the fact of like, they kept him because like the Secret Alliance. And I do love the notion of like, I realized that like, hey, me and Kylan are a pair, because I was waiting. I was wanting her to say, well, I'm not a part of that alliance. And so I'm like, I'm obviously out. So I'm glad that she kind of fully understands it.
Yeah. She's definitely on to something in that people were threatened by how close she and Kylan were. She has no idea the extent to which they hated her relationship with Kylan. Oh, boy.
I have no idea. Yeah, I feel honestly, even like even the F Sarah Beth and I said that shit, I feel bad when she watches that, because that's funny for like me to say and for us to say. Like, have you said it?
Does that sound like something I would say?
No, it does. No, but you know, you may be feeling yourself one night. You know what? But I feel bad because, like, she was just sitting there and like, oh, like, Sarah, like, I don't know. Sarah Beth is a sweetheart. Like, I feel like she's a sweetheart. She really hasn't been necessarily mean or just hasn't said anything. Not saying the rest of the house guests have been mean, but she really hasn't said anything to, like, the other house guests to be, like, for them to feel a type of way when she comes out. You know, when they come out about them. And so I just feel like I can only imagine how she's going to think when she realized that the people were kind of like dogging her out and her and Kylan relationship out during the season.
I think she'll be okay. Like, I think Sarah Beth is the kind of player that everybody hated while she was in the game because they didn't like what she was doing. But she could absolutely come out of this house and be greeted by like, oh, we love Sarah Beth. She's so nice.
Okay.
You know, like I feel like that's possible for sure.
Yeah, I hope for that.
All right. Next question.
If you could do it all over again, what would you have done differently?
What would she have done differently?
This one, I want your answer before I give mine.
This one is interesting to me. So I know that she talked about regretting that she feels like she made the same mistake she made in college, which is that she did not enjoy the experience while she was there. So she might say something along those lines that she didn't take her time to enjoy the experience. She spent too much of it, you know, stressed out or, you know, just like whatever it is, that she did not enjoy her experience as much as she could have. Now, if she wanted to get into a game stuff, maybe she could say, maybe I shouldn't have put all my eggs in the Kylan basket. Maybe I should have worked a little more closely with other people in the game. Maybe, you know, maybe Claire, maybe even, I don't think she'd say DX, but, I think, you know, maybe something along those lines as well.
No, I kind of was going off the game more so and seeing her say, I wish I would have made like more connections, gained connections and personal connections and really like nurtured my relationship with the jackpot. I think she was in with Claire and Tiffany. I believe that was the name. And just like other relationships, strategic relationships than she did. And I wonder if she's going to say, probably not put so hard for Hannah to go that 1 week. And after that, her game kind of went down the drain.
But I don't think she sees really that.
Picks up on that. No, she. Yeah. I doubt she sees that. But yeah.
And I mean, so, to be fair, she was, I mean,
she was right for doing it. She should have. Yeah.
She just should have had more ammo to push with. All right.
Yeah.
I definitely would have tried to have a better social game. I would have hid my loyalty with Kylan a lot better, and I would have made sure that I was constantly checking on and reestablishing the relationships that I built with other people in the house so that they continued to feel comfortable and safe with me. I think that's a place where I really failed this season.
Mm-hmm.
Good answer. Very good answer.
Good answer, I mean,
yeah. She's spot on there. That was
we clocked it too.
Yeah. Big issue in her game here.
Self-awareness is Sarah Beth's strong suit after the game is over.
You know, I've been impressed with all the answers coming out of the house from these
really?
Jury members, that they all seem to have been pretty keen on like what they did wrong. You know, we went into the season saying like, this is a cast full of players and they, they're all smart people. They're all playing hard, not all playing hard, but they were all smart people. And then over the course of the season, as the cookout just made them dumber and dumber, it seemed like they maybe weren't as smart. But the second they come out and they get the correct information, they're able to wrap their heads around, this is what I did wrong. Oh boy.
Yeah.
I think that's important to know.
I mean, honestly, she kind of made it as far as one kind of could with this season with the big alliance that we have, and we, you know, we have two other people listening, Claire not in the cookout, but Sarah Beth, she can only make it so far with the big alliance still intact. And you know, I feel like she did good for the game that she had. She could have done better obviously with what she said, but for the most part, for the game that she had to play, it wasn't that bad. Yeah. Had horrible moments, but overall,
all right. I think that's it here. Yeah, that's it for the Sarah Beth interview. Now, I had a question for Sarah Beth, which was, do you intend to campaign for Kylan in the jury? I was really hoping to get that answer, but I guess we're not going to get that question answered. I was especially curious given that his goodbye message, he kind of revealed that he was in that secret alliance. But her answer to me of Xavier is playing the best game tells me, I don't know that she is going to campaign too hard for Kylan in the jury. I don't know. We'll see.
I feel like she's just going to be like living La Vida Loca and just like having her margarita, talking to Brittany. And if game talk comes up, okay, yeah, X is playing the best game. And then really not really pushing for Kylan. Yeah, I mean, we work together closely, but I don't really know. X is playing the best game. And I told Kylan that X was playing the best game. And so I feel like that'll just be her narrative until someone comes out and, you know, alters that. But I don't really see anyone doing that necessarily. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited for Big D's exit interview because I don't know if he'll be that self-aware as the rest have been. And I'm just so curious to see what like his answers to these questions would be.
Big D, do you have any regrets in this game after leaving in sixth place? No, I ran this thing. Yeah, I just needed to win at six. That's the only mistake I made is that I couldn't win at six. It's the competition's fault if you think about it.
Literally, literally is going to be him. And I just wish Frenchie would have stayed because we would have took this house by storm, baby.
Yeah,
we would have
took this house by storm. That's going to be. I wish I could have kept Frenchie around. We were the Derek and Cody of this season.
literally.
All right. Well, that's the exit interview here with Sarah Beth. I hope you guys enjoyed it here. We are going to continue on with the patron Q&A from this point forward. So if you would like to continue listening to Jacob and I, just we're really going to go off the rails at this point. So if you want to continue to listen to us through this, make sure you become a patron of Rob's podcast. You can call in and talk to us yourself if you want to do that. I will, of course, be back tomorrow morning and every morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that's happening in the Big Brother 23 house. And then we are live after every episode to recap what goes down on those episodes. You can find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong, or Twitter @ArmstrongTaryn. Jacob, where can people find you?
Wait, isn't this the thing we do when we leave?
Yeah, the non-patrons are leaving.
Oh, so this is open. So this is open?
Yes, this part is for everybody.
Oh, okay. You can find me on Twitter @JacobJ_Jones. And all social media. And you can find me hanging out with this guy sometimes as well.
There you go.